Turbulence 3 Heavy Metal, Beats of Rage, the FP2, Parasite, Never Too Young to Die, The Evil Within, Elvira, Mistress of the Dark, Green Slime, Captain Z and the something. These are just a few of my favorite things amongst some of my least favorite things, but I can't wait to talk about it, and I hope the rest of the boys here are too on the Season 4 roundup of
Movie Mania!
Whatcha?
Hey, Mike. Hey, hold on a sec. I hate to do this, but my furnace kicked on, and it is making a rattling sound that it has never made. Let me just adjust something really quick and see if I can get it to shut off.
Can't wait for this bit. This is going to be a good one.
This is a bit, right?
Yeah. This is totally a bit that I'm doing right now.
This is going to be really funny.
Oh, yeah. I forgot to say B-Movie Mania because it was so loud, so I'll just say B-Movie Mania!
There, we're just going to use the one that we have in stock. It's not going to be the fresh
use
one.
Use the stock. That's fine. That's okay.
B-Movie Mania!
Yeah. I'm very excited to do this.
Well, I'm glad you said that, Jay, because so am I. How about you, Chris Crazy Hudson?
Dead heat. Oh, wait, we're not at that part yet.
Not yet. What about you, Paul S. Brooks?
I am so excited because this is the first time I've had a chance to do this. I wasn't on last time.
Well, Paul, we're glad you had turned against your better senses and came back.
Yeah, that's on me. That's on me.
Well, in this episode, lovely listener, we just got a handful of questions that we're going to talk about and just topics of review for this previous season of B-Movie Mania.
Season 4.
The fourth season. We've got like 200 episodes or something. I don't know what's going
Unbelievable that we've made it
this
far.
It's a lot of episodes.
All right, everyone. First question. What was your favorite movie of this past season? Just the simple, basic question. Chris Hudson.
Dead Heat.
Nice.
I knew I'd get that in there somewhere.
Paul Brooks.
Well, here's the thing, Mike. My answer is going to be a little bit longer because...
Perfect.
This roundup that we're doing, unless anyone has any objections, actually includes the off-season stuff that we just did as well.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to say that my favorite movie was Ginger Snaps.
Oh.
Shit.
Wow. Surprise.
Well, can I change my answer? I mean, I haven't seen my off-season movie yet, but I may change that.
You can't change your answer. It is Dead Heat. It's a dead stop.
I know what you're thinking, too, Mike. I know what you're thinking. Hey, you weren't even on that episode. Yes, I was. I was screaming in my car about Ginger Snaps, so it counts.
That's true. You are in there. You were on that app. And also, I don't think you need to be on there. If you guys decide B-movie's your favorite because you love it, and I do that episode every year, Jason Holes, you might say it. Let's see. Jason Holes, is B-movie your favorite movie of this season?
New. But it was for me, it was a real competition between three of them. I gotta go. Never Too Young to Die.
Oh,
I mean, it's a fun one. Movie so much.
Very fair.
Mike, what about you?
My favorite's FP2. I fucking love that movie.
It's so good.
I have to go with it. I have to go with it. Well, in that case, Mr. Belchy. Oh, damn it! That means I have to leave that in, Mr. Belchy.
You don't have to. You just call him that.
I already called him Mr. Belchy. Mr. Belchy, what is your least favorite movie that we watched this season? What made you the angriest?
Am I Mr. Belchy?
Yeah, you fucking belched a beef one out there.
I did. I belched a beef one.
Hashtag belched a beef one.
Apologies, Mike. Apologies. Least favorite movie, Captain Z.
Oh, fair.
Ooh.
Very fair. Jason Hulls?
Well, we don't have to dwell on this again, but I'm going Evil Within.
Understandable.
Oh,
very low score from you. Very low score. Crazy Chris.
See, I thought this was going to be unanimous, and I agree with Jay. Evil Within was just a big pile of shit.
Oh, wow.
Not even close to unanimous. My least favorite is that goddamn Parasite movie.
Really? I know it somehow won an Academy Award. I know it won an award, but one award, 10 awards, however many it won, it swept the Oscars maybe. I don't know. The point is, Demi Moore deserved better, and that guy should have just fucking killed himself into a volcano, and the movie would have been so much better.
So, Mike, that one actually does surprise me. Is it just because you found it kind of boring, or what?
Yeah, it was super boring, and I just was, you know, you try to look back, and I look at my score, and it was one of the super low scores I gave it. I got that locked in my head for whatever reason.
Okay.
Demi Moore, if you're listening, apologies.
She can come on and berate me if she wants. We'll have a special Demi Beats Mike episode. I'll deal with it.
I'm sure, you know, since she listens to the show, she knows all the other movies we're talking about. So
yeah, she knows. She knows.
Yeah, she understands.
Well, speaking of surprises, Jay, what was there a movie this season that to you was just a big surprise, whether you liked it more than you thought or less than you thought?
Absolutely. My biggest surprise was Despiser.
Mm.
Despiser. And mainly because you have a certain expectation of what it's going to be when you watch the trailer, because it's very low budget and the CG is very not polished. But I was surprised, like really surprised, at how well it was directed.
Mm-hmm.
That just really stuck out to me. And I thought it was great. Like, I love the movie. And honestly, it was just a surprise at how well it was done, given that they had no money.
Very valid. Very valid. What about you, Chris?
My biggest surprise? I mean, I agree with Jay about Despiser. That was a huge surprise. But my biggest one would have to be Buttcrack.
What surprised you about fucking Buttcrack?
Isn't Buttcrack always surprising?
Anytime you see Buttcrack, Mike, it's just wide open shock. No, I didn't expect. I guess I went into it with very low expectations, and I enjoyed the hell out of it. It was so much fun for me.
Very fair.
Oh, yeah.
I am surprised. How about you, Paul?
I got to go Love on a Leash.
Oh, same Paul. Preach it for both of us, please.
Yeah.
I mean, I had never heard of it before, and usually when you hear about like a talking dog movie, you're like, oh God, okay. But that was just brain melting stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Paul, speaking of brain melting, what would you say, if you had to pick one, what was the wildest movie out of this fucking year?
I'm tooting my own horn a little bit here. I'm going to go Modern Vampires.
A lot of sex, a lot of violence.
Yeah, wild, wild stuff. Gang members, you know, wild LA scene, insomnia coffee, all sorts of stuff going on.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Hulse?
I got to say Love on a Leash for the same reason that you guys said it was a surprise. It's nuts. It's absolutely nuts.
Hudson.
See, I agree with Paul. Modern Vampires was just batshit. I loved it. It was so crazy.
Yeah, I think Despiser for me was the wildest one. It just went all over the place.
It's pretty bonkers.
You know, yeah. Okay, now here's a fan favorite question that we got asked to ask. Everyone was tweeting at us and said, we need to know what these B-movie boys think about this. This is the audience participation question. Best villain. Chris, who's your favorite villain, or who do you think was the most evil best villain?
There is a right answer for this.
I know there's a right answer for this, but I'm going with something a little more controversial, and I'm going with the villain or villains from Karate Christmas Miracle.
Aha!
Whoa!
I mean, I can't even tell you who the villain is. That's how villainous that villain is. And there's no way to tell who the fuck it is, so going with whoever that villain is.
It might have been the dad, I think, secretly.
Yeah, probably orchestrated it all to get his kid a black belt.
What about you, Jason?
I'm Ragnar!
Velvet Von Ragnar. No question. I called that one of the best villains in cinematic history, and I still, after all this time, stand by that statement.
Oh, my God. Okay, I'm going to answer mine, and then we're going to find out if any of us got it right, because Paul does have the correct answer, he says. So, my best villain is AK-47 from the FP.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's really fun. Great. All right, Paul, tell us how we did on this quiz.
Well, in case it wasn't obvious by me saying, I'm Ragnar! The correct answer is Velvet Von Ragnar.
Woo! All right. So, Jay, you get 1 point.
Awesome.
Good job.
Yeah, we got to do points for this.
We should do some points somehow.
It's a game show.
Okay. Now, Paul, let's just get into this.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get into this. What movie do you think needs to be extended? What movie needs a sequel that you got to see?
You know, I think that there is a lot left to explore within the world of the FP. So I would like to see, and I hope someone gets this message, I would like to see one, maybe even two sequels to the FP.
Well, I hear, and this is just rumors, Paul, I hear there's maybe 10 planned out. Hudson.
Oh, well, you know, I thought long and hard about this, but this is, I think, I'm not trying to be funny for this one, but I think the one movie I would love to see a sequel is for Green Slime.
Yeah.
That's fair.
That's actually very true because don't they kind of set it up at the end?
You could, I mean, yeah, I mean, you could totally easily make a sequel for that based off how it ends,
Yep. All right, Holes.
You know, I thought this out long and hard, and I'm not being funny here when I say
green slime.
Wow. Okay, well, this is wild because I also thought about this long and hard, and I'm not trying to be funny when I say this, but I did type in the
God
words green slime, but then I erased them and put Despicer.
I could have gone that way too.
All right, Mr. Belchi, what do you think would be the best combo for a crossover?
So like the cast of two different movies and like combined in one movie, or is that what you're saying?
Bring it together. Give us like a very special episode almost, or whatever you want to do.
1313 UFO Invasion and Butt Crack. I think
we'll get a lot of butt crack there.
Wade in the 1313 mansion, just rolling around with his crack sticking out. All the other guys in whitey tighties, just having a good time together.
Yeah, Halls.
I want to see Love on a Leash meets Despiser.
Oh my God!
You would not be able to make sense of it, and it would just leave you in a puddle on the floor.
Okay, Hudson, beat that.
So I'm taking a different approach. I'm trying to make it easy for the set designers in my choice.
Mm.
So I'm going with Green Slime and Love on a Leash. So you get the green
color palette. Damn it.
That's too much green.
Oh, God. Hudson, I give you a point for your green connection.
Yes.
That's really good.
That's good.
I want to see Heavy Metal 3 Turbulence, or whatever, Turbulence 3 Heavy Metal, whatever the fuck it's called, but combine that with the FP and get their fucking party festival dance-off in a plane flying across the U.S. with Slade Craven rocking out and dancing, too.
J-Tro and Slade Craven kicking it.
Oh, God. Paulie?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we just did that that Valentine's Day episode.
Oh, yeah.
Who do you have the biggest crush on from this season?
Well, this might surprise you just a little bit. I don't know, but I'm going to go with Monique Parent's character from 1313 UFO Invasion. Because, she's a good-looking older lady, but I've just always wanted someone to, like, wave a wand over me while I'm in a bed. And, she could make that happen.
Hey, don't wear your boxers that day, Paul.
Whitey tighties all the way.
Yeah.
All right, Paul, what's your... All right, Chris, what gets your whitey tighties stretched?
Oh, man, you know, I got to agree with Paul with Monique Parent, but Crinkin' Rankin' is up there, too.
Oh, yeah.
Let's just say the three of us would have a good time.
He's got a jawline that'll cut diamonds. Oh, Holes, what do you got?
Come on, man. Elvira.
Yeah, that's me, too. I just say Elvira, duh.
Yeah.
Two reasons.
Can't argue with that.
All right. Now, guys, I hope you're okay with getting a little naughty here. But I'd like to play a little game with you all called, I don't know if you've heard of it, it's a little schoolyard game called Fuck, Marry, Kill.
I have.
And I want to know, let's start with Jay. You can go first.
All right.
Fuck, Marry, Kill, a green slime, the butt crack, or despiser?
I'd bang the green slime. Because to my knowledge, no one's ever done that, so let's try it.
That's a terrible idea.
I'd marry despiser because, that thing could be a female, it could be male, you don't know what it is, but it's going to be interesting. Uh-huh. No matter, there's going to be a lot to talk about, 20 years into your relationship. That means, unfortunately, I have to kill the butt crack. Just by process of elimination.
Fair. Okay, Hudson.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Oh, man. I think I got the exact same answers as Jay.
Okay, well, why?
But I didn't even... Well, first of all, I didn't even know that you put a green slime, the butt crack, and a despiser in the question itself. I thought, huh, what would I do? And those were the three I came up with.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
You didn't put Elvira in that at all?
Well, I wanted to bang a green slime.
That makes sense, actually.
I want to marry a despiser.
You got this all wrong, Mike.
And then I'd kill the butt crack.
Paul, tell us.
Listen, I don't. Did you guys watch Green Slime? If you fuck Green Slime, you're gonna die.
Well, maybe not if it wants you to.
Tentacles, though.
Paul,
yeah.
The problem is if you fuck the butt crack, you're gonna die too.
That's true. And can you all really right. kill the butt crack if it's already dead?
Shit.
Here's Paul, what do you got? You fuck despiser because it's going to be interesting to fuck a like huge alien, and he's uh-huh. like rumbling. He's like,
"Oh yeah, that's the spot."
You know, that's going to be a party story right there.
What, Paul? You don't think the
no,
that doesn't do it for you.
You kill the green slime so that its electricity doesn't mess with you and kill you. And then you marry Wade. I mean, he just hangs around and plays video games. How bad could it be?
Mm.
Chris, what do you think, though, like, if the green slime wanted you to have sex with it, how would that change the noise it makes?
No. That actually sounds better.
Oh,
boy.
Mike, what about you?
Paul, you and I'm a little between both of you guys. I agree, you should fuck despiser because fucking that super being could be amazing. You just want to hear him leaning over and going, "I do have a clit, and that's it." You know, that'd be great. But I would kill the butt crack because fucking the butt crack.
Why are we calling him the butt crack?
The butt gets Wade.
No, we're talking about the monster. Wade is not the monster.
Butt crack.
You guys have interpreted the question how you did. I interpreted it as the literal butt crack, and I know that butt crack is what is turning people into zombies, so I'm going to kill it. Not with my dick. And then I'm going to marry Green Slime, and I'll get divorced pretty quick, whatever. Yeah, I'm out soon, but it's just part of this contract. Well,
I just remember how much you liked the noise.
Yeah, I'm gonna be that asshole who's like, she's always nagging at me, but you should hear her nagging. It's really bad. No. Oh, quick. Next question. What's palate cleanse? Jay, which movie would you like to see a Jim Henson reboot of?
Nemesis.
Oh, like an action film.
Yeah. I want to see puppet action film, a puppet Terminator hanging off of an airplane over a volcano. It just, yes, Nemesis, mm-hmm. please. Mm-hmm.
What about you, Paul?
Oh, this is easy. Turbulence 3, just so I can see Slade Craven as a Muppet.
Good call.
Hudson?
You know, I got to go with Paul. Well, I agree with Paul. I had something else written down. I was going to go with Green Slime for a Crank and Rankin puppet, but I think Slade Craven would be a better puppet.
Hell yeah.
I agree. Though this also was super easy for me. So easy for me. 1313 UFO Invasion, Jim Henson, Muppet. Just give me those little boys in their whitey tighties.
Same mansion, same everything.
And the one human in it could be, I forget her name already.
Monique Parent would be the only human.
She could be the only human in it. And the rest of it's a bunch of little Muppet boys wandering around.
That's pretty good.
With chiseled abs.
Jesus.
Oh, fuck. Hudson, Which character would you least like to be stuck in an elevator with?
Oh, God. Without a doubt, Stephen Grew. I don't even care what his character was. As far as I'm concerned, he played himself in that fucking movie. And I do not want to be anywhere near an elevator with that guy.
What about you, Paul?
The Parasite from Parasite.
Oh, very fair.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Jason?
You know, I'm with Paul on this one. The titular parasite, it would just lay there and it'd keep trying to, like, jump on and bite you. That would just be terrible.
Yeah, it's not going to end well.
No, that's not good. I don't want to be stuck in an elevator with Crank and Rankin, if I'm fair. Like, I just don't want a guy cranking it the whole time.
That's a really fast elevator.
Yeah. You could actually get out of that elevator a lot quicker with Crank and Rankin in there.
Yeah.
He'd probably just talk about himself the whole time and how awesome he is. Like, I could see it being
He's been cranking it since 1932 or something. I can't get in there with that. Okay. Paul. Paul, change one letter. We're going to do a little fun game here again, all right?
Yeah.
Change one letter of a movie title we watched. And you know, what is that? And what's that movie about?
Okay. I am actually, speaking of Gru, I am changing The Unexpected Race to The Unexpected Mace.
And oh, no.
It is 90 minutes of Stephen Gru walking around Provo, Utah, getting suddenly maced in the face by someone cosplaying as Mace Windu.
Oh my goodness. It's got levels and layers.
Hollywood, nice. Call me.
All right, Jay?
My movie is not going to be as enjoyable as that, I feel like. But I'm going to change Never Too Young to Die to Never Too Young to DIY. And it's like Adam Sandler's whole crew, and they're all trying to teach their babies how to, like, enter the world of competitive DIY home improvement.
I'd watch it.
Oh, baby builders.
If it was free on Netflix, I'd watch it.
Mm-hmm. It's on Crackle.
Crackle, that's right. That thing's back. Hudson.
Oh, man, I really want to see this movie. I would be first in line for 1913 Alien Invasion.
Oh, no!
As aliens invade Earth in an attempt to stop a very sexy World War I.
That's funny you say that, Chris, because I almost did 1314 UFO Invasion. It's just the house next door where nothing happens.
Well, I had another one also. I was thinking about Turbulence 2. Sounds like it'd be a great... I could practically see, I could see the IMDb entry right now.
Yeah, but that's a real movie.
Oh, it is a real movie.
Yeah, because you have to, there was a three, so it needs to be the other way.
You could do Turbulence 3 Part 2, Heavier Metal.
Heavier Metal?
What if I just dropped the numbers all together and just went Turbulence?
Oh, well, that's a movie too.
Oh, yeah, it's the first one.
Mike, what do you got?
Never mind then.
I would like to swap out Dead Heat and make it Lead Heat. And it's just about hot bullets. I don't know what that's all I got was hot bullets.
Hot bullets.
Hot bullets. So that's pretty
very
good.
Hot bullets.
well, depending on the context, you could read it as Lead Heat.
Oh.
That sounds way better.
I don't know. I like hot bullets.
It's always great when the title's confusing.
Lead Heat. All right. Anyway. So here's another audience question that was spammed at us in our DMs. Everyone just slid into our DMs so much often. Wow. And we love it here, guy. You know, all y'all. What movie from this past season would you most like Paul to write erotic fan fiction for? So, Paul, you don't get any say in this till the end. You're going to say
what Paul has to go last.
There's a right answer for this, obviously, so
absolutely.
Let's see what everybody comes up with.
We'll see what we all do. All right, Chris, why don't you go first?
All right, well, as far as I'm concerned, that right answer is Evil Within.
Jesus. No.
Yes. Oh, yes, Paul.
Okay.
I want to see what you can do with that.
Okay. All right. Jay, what do you think?
All right, let me... I really want to win this car, so I want to pick something that I think Paul would be really into and that I think he would excel at. So I want to see him write erotic fan fiction for butt crack.
That's another hard pass.
Really? I thought you'd be into that.
Oh, no.
I mean, it's better than Evil Within, but not quite.
All right. Well, I think I got the one that Paul wants to do.
Okay.
It's already a love story, so we know he's going to be able to take these elements and just mash them into sex even better. Love on a Leash.
Sure. You can get weird.
They don't have to fuck while it's a dog.
Well,
they probably do.
Look,
why wouldn't you?
All great suggestions, but it turns out that the correct answer is actually a steamy sex scene between Mothman and Batman from our Dark Hollywood episode.
Mm-mm.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, everybody wants to see that happen.
Actually, yes.
Paul, is there anything you'd like to announce at this point?
No.
Okay. Well, we're waiting on it, people. We don't have an official announcement yet, but we'll
see what happens. Alana Kestrel can write that if she wants to.
Oh, boy. She might. Speaking of Dark Hollywood, a great interview show on our network.
Great show.
Paul, if you had a talk show with what character, not actor, character from season 4 would you like to interview?
Hmm. I gotta go Pete from the bookstore from Evil Within. He's always got something weird to say, and you know some stupid shit would come flying out of his mouth. Because stinking in the basement is okay if you're reading the right books.
Okay, what about you, Jay?
I'm going AK-47 from FP2.
Oh.
Oh, God, what would that be like?
It would be memorable, I'm sure.
Hudson?
Ragnar!
Yeah.
He's back.
Yeah, he can talk about his political platform as he runs for office, making the world a better place instead of some sort of terrorist thing. I mean, he's got the support of the popular people.
Mm-hmm. It would be a good way. That'd be good for the sequel. Like, yeah, starts... I mean, he's dead. Maybe he's not, but... personally, I would like to hear the wild swashbuckling tales of Captain Z on a late night show. I would like to use him like as a man on the street as well. I'd like to get him buddy buddy with the show and then send him out on the street. So instead of him asking people who questions that they don't know the answers to, he genuinely doesn't know what stuff is. So he's just going to ask him weird shit.
Arr.
Yeah.
By the way, a little shout out to the Captain Z crew. They just a couple days ago, as the time of this recording, they stumbled upon our review of Captain Z and put it on their Instagram feed and everything. So nice. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Good. It's a fun bad flick. We all have differing opinions on it. It's successful in various ways. It's a fun one, and good people worked on it.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Chris Hudson, which film title do you think best translates to a delicious drink to top off our evening?
Well, I'm going to go with Never Too Young to Die.
Ooh.
Oh.
That sounds like a real man's drink if there ever was one.
What is it?
A drink that could kill you.
Yeah. You don't know what it is until it's too late.
Mystery.
I wrote that down as well, but I my description is that it's some sort of a cyanide drink so that like a spy could drink it, like a classy martini. Yeah. He drinks it and then he dies so he doesn't give all the clues. Like, do you have a last wish? Give me a martini and never too young to die. And then he died. I don't know.
Bond.
Yeah.
Right. Stargrove.
Stargrove!
Stargrove.
Jay.
Stargrove. There are a lot of titles that really work well with this question, but I'm going to go with The Unexpected Race, because if you order an unexpected race, does that mean you're going to be unexpectedly racing to the bathroom? Is it going to unexpectedly race down your throat and out of you somehow? There's just so many questions. So I feel like that would be a mysterious drink that you could order.
Very fair. Paul asks,
I'm surprised no one has picked this yet, so I'm going to say it. I would not mind sauntering up to the bar and ordering myself a green slime.
Yeah, baby.
I'm really glad no one said they wanted to order a butt crack.
I might go to Fat Jack's when they open back up and say, I got a drink idea for you guys.
Green careful, Paul. You saw that they... we're not getting into this on here.
No.
So listen, I got to come clean with you right now. Everyone submitted questions for this general thing, including the audience of you out there. One of us actually didn't do their homework and didn't do the questions. So I had to had a fallback plan, and it wasn't good. That one failed. So all I had to find questions, because we needed this exact number of questions, was to just use an online random question generator. So I've got some questions. I hope they fit with what's going to go on here, guys.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay, this one's not so... Well, we can work this one out.
I'm going to say, in my defense, these are the same exact questions I would have submitted anyway.
Oh, that's it. Okay, good. Well. Firstly, then, Chris, why don't you answer this one first? Then, how much of your body would you cybernetically enhance?
Just my head, so I would never have another hangover after too many Never Too Young to Dies.
Good call, Paul.
I assumed that this was supposed to be a percentage type thing, so I went with 85.6.
That's a good percentage. That's a good number.
No, it's a very very Nemesis percentage.
I was trying to remember the exact number from Nemesis. I'm not sure if that's it or not, but
close enough.
Close enough for me. What about you, Hulse?
I just put just enough to avoid going cyber psycho.
Good.
It's a fine line, though. That's a fine line.
Yeah. Skating.
I just want to cybernetically enhance my skin. So it's protects the rest of me, and then I'll just pay for new body parts. I'm assuming at this point I could buy body parts.
Well, but Mike, what if you put some metal beneath your skin?
Is that a song?
You chipping in?
Because then you know what you could do?
What could I do?
You could be chipping in.
Bit of that sweet cyberpunk tie-in.
Yeah. We are old school Mike, cyberpunk nerds.
There we are.
Oh, yeah. Now, Mike, would that include tin plating on your penis? Giving yourself a tenis? Tenis? I don't know.
Not a really nice aluminum alloy or anything. A tin penis.
A tin. Hey, we gotta wipe it off or it's gonna rust.
Oh, God. Good pickup line.
So Jay, tell me this then. We'll go on to number two of these random questions here. What normally delicious food would get ruined if you wrapped it in a tortilla?
I'm going to say monkey brains.
Is that from one of the movies?
Mm-hmm. No.
Temple of Doom is the last time I heard monkey brains.
There you go.
Oh, mum shibai. Okay. Oh, mum shibai.
Paul, how about you?
Don't put a tortilla on all that delicious honey from B-movie.
Look at Paul. You kept it in within the thing. Wow. All right.
Alternate answer. Crabs, please.
Well, Hudson, I don't know about you, but I broke the mold too. I didn't go with the something from our thing. I just put Skittles because I think they'd spill all over the place.
I disagree with every one of you, mm-hmm. and I'm going to say nothing because everything is better in a burrito.
Oh, wow.
That's a fair question, fair answer.
Even the honey from B-movie?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, okay.
Especially that money. That money.
That money.
Money from B Movie. Mm. With the money from Big Money Rustlers and the Skittles.
Uh-huh. Motherfucking money.
All right, let's get one more random question here. No, this is what you submitted, Chris, actually. Is this what you just sent me here?
Yeah. No.
You're supposed to say yes.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well,
yes, it is.
So you asked us if doing something good for others makes you feel good, can there ever be such a thing as pure altruism? That's pretty deep for us.
Yeah, I just thought I'd turn this into a philosophy of mania for just a moment.
Okay. Does anyone want to answer this?
I mean, for whatever reason, my answer here just says, Adam?
And there you have it, the roundup for season 4. That's perfect. Thanks for listening. This was a fun conversation, guys. I had a good time talking about our wonderful season, and I can't wait for season 5, which, holy fucking shit, is happening now. Well, next, you know, not this second, but next.
Soon, very soon.
All right. Well, I guess we got to figure out who's going to go first.
How we do that normally?
I've got some dice. I've got a d20 here that we could roll.
Hey, can I roll the dice this time?
Prince of Magic!
Prince of Magic!
Prince of Magic!
Prince of Magic!
Yeah, sure.
If you want, it's good to see you, Prince of Magic.
I wish I could say the same for you, asshats.
Rude.
Okay, time to roll. Whoever gets the highest number will go first in season 5. Whoever rolls lowest goes dead last. Get the picture, maniacs?
Okay.
So, Prince of Magic, who are you going to roll for first?
I'm going to roll for you, Paul, since you've been so polite tonight.
Oh, God. Oh, okay, here we go.
Uh-oh. You got a 5.
Oh, damn it. Not looking good.
All right, Prince of Magic, can you roll for me, please?
Roll low.
Wow, you had an 18, Michael.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, all right. Nice.
It's going to be hard to beat that.
All right, Prince of Magic, I still need to go. Can you roll for me?
Well, I'll be a son of a bitch. You got a 19, Jason.
What?
Woo! God damn it!
Prince of Magic, best for last. Roll, baby, roll.
Here we go. Oh, my lucky number 7, Chrissy.
Whoa.
Wow, so what does that put us at here? That puts Jay at 19, me at 18, Chris at 7, Paul at 5?
Yeah.
Ah, jeez. I feel good.
Sorry, Paul. I should have lied for you.
Well, thanks, Prince of Magic.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome. See you suckers in H-E double hockey sticks.
On the next episode of B-Movie Mania...
Jay, how's it feel to be back in the number one spot?
Ooh, it feels pretty good. It's been a while since season 1.
Wow, well, this is good then. This makes sense.
Yeah, and you know, I've been thinking a lot about this in case this happened, and I feel like I'm going to take care of you guys here. I watched this movie not too long ago, and I really fell in love with it. I hope you guys like it. It wouldn't surprise me if some of you have seen it, maybe. But it's a pretty low-budget movie. It's, I believe, a shot on video. It is 1993's Ozone.
What?
Oh, I've not seen it, but I've seen it, like, on all the bad movie shit I keep scrolling through.
Yeah.
What's it about?
I watched it the other day. It is interesting. It is going to provide us, I think, with some pretty fun discussion. It is about a detective who is injected with this new drug called ozone during a fight, and it transforms the people who use it into monsters. And so he's trying to find his partner while trying to figure out what this strange drug is all about that's turning people into creatures. But it's, like I said, super low budget, super fun, I think, and I want to see what you guys think.
Sweet.
Wow.
Into it.
Where can we see that at, Jay?
And you can find it on Tubi.tv.
You know, is it Jay and then Mike and then Chris and then me this season?
Yeah.
That is the exact order of season 1. We're going back to our roots.
No fucking shit.
We had to go back.
Do you think Prince of Magic did this?
He probably... the dice was probably loaded.
You'll never know!
Hey! I thought he was gone.
Oh, Prince of Magic. You rascal, you.
That scamp.
Well, I guess that means we're going to be watching Ozone next time. So check it out on Tubi.tv. Thanks for listening to the roundup, everyone. Listeners old and new. We really appreciate you guys a lot. Thanks for listening. And follow us on all the social media shit, you know? Get a shirt, get a mask, stay safe if there's still a fucking pandemic going on.
There is.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah, probably.
I look forward to season 5 with you guys.
That's going right.
to
be a blast.
Someday, we're all going to watch movies together. And I mean that even to you, listener. We'll figure some shit out. All right, bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. If I was first, Paul would have been so angry.
does that mean?
You'll find out when it's the third pick.